Yes, the moment of me being engulfed, I was just about to reach the entrance of the evacuation path. I actually can't remember the moment quite well, but I remember there was a boat, and I came under the boat once, and it was quite dark, and I realized myself sinking into the water. And I might have lost my consciousness for a few seconds, but then afterwards I realized I was really struggling, and then I felt like I wanted to live. I was feeling I couldn't breathe, and then I thought I had to go up and emerge from the whirlpool to the surface.
Do you remember how far down into the water you were sucked initially?
I was told that the moment I was engulfed into the water was when the tsunami was the highest, so the water was the deepest, which is about 16 to 70 meters. I was swimming upwards, and I thought I managed to grab onto a piece of something, which I thought was a piece of wood. And then the piece of something became warmer. And then I realized it was someone's hand who was actually engulfed into the water as well. And I asked the person, "Who are you?" And then she said she's my colleague Yoshida-san. And she asked me not to let her hand go.
Did your colleague survive?
Yes, I realized she couldn't move because she was stuck in piles of rubble, but I was luckily able to move because I was floating on top of the tire of the bus which was beside me. I managed to bring myself to the top of the rubbles, and I don't remember this, but she told me afterwards that I was telling her where to put her feet and how to bring herself up, and then she managed to go on top of the bus as well, even though she was injured.
It's amazing you weren't hit by some of this debris that was swirling around you.
Yes, everybody really is surprised that I wasn't hit, but I must have been really lucky.